vaginal sex with my miniature stallion.
I was very tempted at the point to have sloppy seconds. It turned me on. It was so erotic.
I took him down to the barn to introduce him to some of my horses and some of the other horses that I enjoyed. My miniature stallion was dropped and masturbating. One thing led to another, and I couldn't resist, so I bent down and started sucking on him. And then he tried climbing on top of me, so the next thing I know, my pants are down and I'm bending over for him, and I'm like, excuse me, I can't resist. I call it a hubba hubba. He just kind of goes, brr.
I have anal sex with the miniature stallion. He penetrates me.
It's Monday, January 12th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, pickling your boyfriend's body parts, plus sleepy time cunnilingus, and ripping off the wings of a bird that shit on you. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you, starting off a brand new week of programs. Got a great show for you today. You know, we talk a lot about the Japanese here on Distorted View, and with good reason. They're hilarious. Their eyes are slanted. I mean, come on. No, it's my understanding, basically, that their whole culture, and keep in mind, I'm an idiot, so when I speak, I really don't know what I'm saying. It's my understanding that their whole culture, pretty much, is built upon scat, nude girls playing in tubs filled with puke, and, of course, tentacle fucking. Now, you're going to find a lot of these themes sprinkled about in their cartoons, which is called manga, right? But there's one manga comic that finally just came around to getting straight to the point with these fucking things.
Around 1.5 billion manga comics are sold each year. Many are sexually explicit. Quite a few feature heroes who have forced sex with women.
He says that as if there's any other kind of sex.
Quite a few feature heroes who have forced sex with women.
Yeah, right.
This movie, Rape Man, is based on a comic created in the 90s, but still popular today.
Rape Man! Now a major motion picture. Ding! What is Rape Man all about? Oh, I'm so glad you asked.
Keisuke Iwasaki is a schoolteacher by day, Japanese superhero by night. He rapes women who have wronged.
I bet you a lot of rapists feel that way about themselves. I'm an insurance salesman by day, and at night I sit in my car in the parking lot of the Fashion Bug Plus, wait for a whale to come out after buying new stretch pants or something, and then make her give me oral sex while I say degrading stuff like, I'm fucking your blowhole. You like that, Orca, huh? So yeah, I guess I do kind of identify with Clark Kent.
He rapes women who have wronged, broken up with boyfriends, or swindled someone out of money.
What do I need for my money?
Often, the woman ends up falling in love with the rape man. She's certainly not presented as a victim.
Your prick has tamed my wild cunt. Thank you for raping me. Do you want some apple pie before you leave? I wonder if that's what rapists are really looking for. Like, they want to forcibly bang you, but in the end, the girl falls in love with them. Like, oh my god. At first I was scared and crying, but you really raped the shit out of this hole. And when I squirted, I looked up and my eyes met yours, you know, through the ski mask. And I realized, I want you to rape me every night. This is love. Alright, so that's a Rape Man for you. That's what's happening over there in Japan right now. Moving on. I pride myself in a couple things. One, my taint hair. It's long, shiny, and luxurious. I swear to God, between my balls and my ass, it looks like a horse's mane. Don't tell anybody, but last year, I cut it off and sent it to Locks of Love. So some cancer girl's wearing my taint hair on her head. Stupid cancer kids. All right, the other thing that I pride myself on is that a Distorted View is not only entertaining, which some of you might even dispute that, but it's also, in my opinion, educational. Every episode, I hope there's at least one thing that makes you say, oh my god, I didn't know that, and I'm a better person for learning it. Today, thanks to a YouTube fucktard, you're going to learn how to eat pussy, even if it stinks. Yes, Windows 3.1 is excited. All right, let's take a listen.
A lot of guys are constantly complaining that they can't eat pussy because it tastes too bad.
I like pussy, love to fuck it, but I hate the taste of it. There's gotta be a better way!
And this can cause a lot of problems in their sex life. Now here's how you solve that problem, and here's how you can get around that bad pussy taste. When you're going down on a girl, what you do is you just breathe through your mouth. Oh. It's pretty goddamn easy to do. And if you have a problem with it, what you can do is you can hold your nostrils shut. Although the girls may start asking questions. I don't really recommend that technique unless you're in the dark.
It's the worst idea ever.
Because that can be pretty goddamn socially awkward. And I don't care how fucking bad that pussy tastes. I don't care if it tastes like a dead cat's asshole who's laid there for 2 years in the sun with fucking rotten eggs in the asshole.
At a certain point, you have to say to yourself, all right, this pussy is tasting a little too funky-dunky. I'm going to call it a day. Look, I know what's going on down there. You've got a cavernous area, right? It's moist, a little sticky. There are going to be smells. No cunt is going to smell like an air wick. Juniper breeze. Delightful. No. But if the pussy smells like rotten, if it's an angry pussy, if it's a hateful, stinky pussy, you know, walk away. There are other vaginas out there.
Who's laid there for 2 years in the sun with fucking rotten eggs in the asshole the whole time. I don't care if the pussy tastes as bad as Rosie O'Donnell's feet right after she's attempted to run a marathon. I don't care. With
Vivid.
My technique, you shouldn't be able to taste the pussy whatsoever.
Now, believe it or not, his advice doesn't end there. He has some more tips and tricks for us guys.
Okay, now I'm going to focus on the double piss stream. Now, for those of you who don't know, the double piss stream is a problem that happens to most all guys at some point in their life, past the age of about 14 or 15 or so. Now, usually when the double piss stream occurs, what you'll have is you'll have this alternative piss stream that comes out and shoots directly to the side of where you're trying to piss.
Oh, that's annoying.
Which can obviously cause huge messes.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to piss all over your best towel. You don't want to piss all over, say, the sink.
Your best towel.
Or all over your dog as he's watching you, you know, stuff like that. No, you don't want that at all. It can cause a real goddamn mess that is a real goddamn problem to clean up.
He loves that goddamn, doesn't he?
Now, the double piss stream is apparently caused by semen that dries up right near the penis hole exit.
How did he find this information? Did he Yahoo answer it or look it up in Encyclopedia Britannica or something?
Now, the double piss stream is apparently caused by semen.
Apparently it's caused by semen getting blocked up in your pee hole.
That dries up right near the penis hole exit.
The penis hole exit. I see he's using medical terms.
And it causes this partition, you could say, where when the piss stream is going through the tube in your dick, it hits that partition and it splits into multiple streams.
Tube in your dick.
And by the way, folks, if you didn't know, a triple piss stream is possible, and I know this because...
Not the mythical triple piss stream! I don't believe it.
Because just the other day, I had one.
Oh.
And trust me, that shit took a long time to clean up.
Yes, but how do we handle the dreaded double piss stream?
Now, guys, here's how you handle the dreaded double piss stream when you're pissing into a standard toilet. What you do is, the moment when you sense that second piss stream coming out to the side, which it almost always does, what you do is you squat way down, and you get your dick lower than the top level of the bowl of the toilet. That way, all your piss streams go into the toilet, and you don't have to do the messy cleanup.
That's your advice. My advice would be to pinch your penis, right? Because then maybe that dried up semen will crack, and then your pee will be able to go through it without pissing in all sorts of directions. You know, like, just go up the length of your penis, like, pinching it in different directions. And then, I don't know, that would be my advice. It's not any worse than his squatting technique. What a complete moron. All right, moving on. Oh, I gotta say thanks to Cheryl Murkowski for sending me that clip. Actually, she sent me just a shorter version of it. It didn't include the pee part. But I had to find out who this guy was, so I did a little bit of research on YouTube. All right, finally, before we get into the news, I am pissed off. For years, I've been baiting pedophiles on this program. And I'm not being showered with awards and praise and shit like that, but some douchebag over in Australia is doing it and posting it on YouTube. And he's getting all sorts of press. Oh, and he's being called a vigilante. You know what I'm called? A vulgar, crass pervert. That's what I get from my efforts. Yes, a vigilante is posing as a 13-year-old child on the internet in a one-man campaign designed to expose pedophiles. Who does that sound like? Oh yeah, me! For those of you new listeners who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, for years now I've been getting on Skype, you know, that voice chat software, and I've been trying to get a hold of pedophiles, and I pretend I'm a 13-year-old girl, and I talk like this. I know, it's very convincing, but believe it or not, it works. Here's one of my phone calls.
Like, drill your cock in my pussy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ah, there we go.
You are beautiful.
Thank you.
How old are you?
14. What would you like to do to me?
14?
Yes.
You are six.
Yeah. I have only had it once before, but I'd love to try it with an Algerian man.
Look, it doesn't take a lot of work to get them to want to have sex with me. I'm very desirable, mostly to foreign men.
Good, good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. My shit is lubricating your cock.
Good, continue.
She likes the dirty anal sex, that Katie.
Yeah.
I fuck you.
Then what?
And you're busy.
Do you want to slap me? Slap me in my face. Yeah.
She's a very aggressive 14-year-old.
I want you to fucking slap me in my face. I'm going to use my drippy yeast infection juice and scoop it up and put it in your mouth.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He liked that.
Oh.
Then, at the very end of the phone call, I bust them.
Yes. Hello?
So when can I schedule my flight to Algeria to meet you? No, I don't understand your jib-jab language. Talk to me in English. What's wrong? You are in a whole lot of trouble, my friend. You are having sex with a 14-year-old girl. You are a pedophile. Fiddle-faddle you. All right, so, you know, I've been doing this for years, thinking I might at least get an award from that, who's that guy that had the kid that was killed? John Walsh, Joe Walsh, one of the Walshes. But I get absolutely nothing. I don't really understand how this guy from Australia works. Apparently he set ambushes up on YouTube trying to trap perverts with offers of sex. Then he posts pictures of them, like nude photos, registration plates, and mobile phone numbers on YouTube, as well as their conversations. But just text conversations. I think I'm doing a better service. Like, these guys are actually talking dirty to, like, a 14-year-old girl. Or who they think is a 14-year-old girl. I'm the vigilante. I am. Me. Put that on my fucking business cards. Podcasting vigilante. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. What do you get for that? We do extended shows, exclusive programs just for Sideshow members, and video casts. This past weekend, I did a bonus episode. Tomorrow, I've got another bonus episode. Last night, I posted a video cast. Lots of great stuff popping up on the Sideshow exclusive feed. If you want in on it, again, it's only $5 a month or $50 for the entire year. That's like getting 2 months free. All right, there you go. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Colorado. The State Mental Hospital in Pueblo, Colorado, has asked a judge to grant more freedom to a woman accused of killing, dismembering, and cannibalizing her former boyfriend. Yeah, that's exactly who needs some more freedom. The Colorado Mental Health Institute wants to grant conditional release to Jane Lynn Woodry, 54. Woodry, who changed her name from Carolyn Gloria Blanton in 1999, was found not guilty by reason of insanity after the 1993 slaying of 51-year-old Peter Green. Green was reported missing in late 1993. A tip led to the sheriff deputies to Woodry, who was arrested about a month later. Deputies found pieces of Green's body in Woodry's apartment after someone reported bones in the trash bin outside of the complex. Deputies also found cookware containing parts of Green's body, as put those fucking things in the dishwasher when you're done using them, as well as some of his pickled body parts. That's right, pickled body parts! That may sound delicious to some of you, but I know one girl who won't be partaking.
This is what the sight of a pickle does to Mariah.
My name is Tyler.
Pickles are destroying my limbs. People make fun of me. I feel ashamed. I'm actually afraid of them. When I think about pickles, I just want to throw up and run away.
Thank you very much, Maury. Maury Povich, excellence in broadcasting. Now, I don't know if this girl is just freaked out at the sight of pickles themselves, or if human body parts that have been pickled would also creep her out. Well, I think we have our answer. Calm down. Just some dude's testicle in a jar waiting for your consumption. Green's legs were found in a trash bin near Woodry's home. The flesh and the meat were off the legs, said Sheriff Captain Les Scharf, as he testified during the trial. They had been totally cut away from the bones themselves from the ankle up. Green's torso was found in a closet at his home, and his head was found in a remote area. Pieces of evidence brought up during the trial range from a .25 caliber pistol and ammunition to a cooking pot, bowl, and spoon that contained bite-sized chunks of human flesh. Woodry was committed to the state hospital in 1994, but has gradually won more freedom since then. Do not trust her. Do you know, like, when computer hackers get released from jail, they're, like, not allowed to be around computers at all? This woman should just stay away from all cookery. If you so much as lift a goddamn ladle, you're going right back to the slammer. All right, in 2005, District Judge Patty Swift allowed her to move into an apartment off the state hospital campus. She was closely supervised and has had twice monthly injections of a drug to control symptoms of her schizophrenia, and three meetings a week with her case manager, some of which were surprise visits at her work. She's a line cook at Applebee's. Jane, how come everything you send out is pickled? These people are not asking for pickled pork cutlets. What are you doing? Pickled grilled chicken, pickled jalapeno poppers, pickled apple pie. It's too much with the pickled stuff. Just stick to the menu. We want our customers to feel good when they're in the neighborhood. That's what Applebee's is all about. For the record, the psychiatrist said, "We're not curing her. She will have a mental illness that will have to be monitored, and she'll have to monitor it the rest of her life." Second story we have for you today, this one comes from California. A rare seagull that apparently tried to eat a husband and wife's ice cream was euthanized. Why, you ask? Because the man beat the bird with a stick. He really wanted that ice cream. This dude's name is Dragon DeJurek. He's a 50-year-old from Wichita, Kansas. He and his wife were eating ice cream New Year's Eve on the boardwalk at Main Beach when a flock of birds attacked them. One bird hit DeJurek's wife in the head and tried to take the ice cream. DeJurek was also defecated on. Well, that was the last straw. The couple dropped the frozen food and DeJurek began hitting the birds with a stick. One of the birds, a rare Herman's gull, or Herman's skull or something, sustained a broken wing and was later euthanized. DeJurek was cited and released on suspicion of animal cruelty. Well, that's not really fair. I mean, the bird was a fucking dick. Stealing ice cream, shitting on him. At least some of the blame lies with the stupid bird. You know what I mean? I don't think people should be charged with animal cruelty when it's the fucking animals that provoke the attack. Now, I could understand if they were walking along the boardwalk and all of a sudden he used his steel-toed boots to kick in the skull of a kitten or something. That would probably be uncalled for. However, birds get pleasure when they shit on you. They're assholes. This guy's a hero. All right, this Herman's or Herman, it's H-E-E-R-M-A-N-N. There's a lot of double letters in this fucking name. It's ridiculous. Herman's gulls are on the Audubon Society's watch list for at-risk birds. Whoops. The creatures are surprisingly aggressive and steal fish from the pouches of pelicans and chase other birds to take their prey, according to the Society's website. Well, it sounds to me like they deserve what they're getting. The estimated population of Herman's gulls is 525,000. Oh, there's plenty of them, for Christ's sakes. Final story we have for you today. Let's talk about rape. Rape in our most fucked up state.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
See what sort of fucked up raping we have here. You know it can't just be a normal, standard, everyday raping. This is Florida, after all. Indian River Sheriff's Office detectives have arrested a Vero Beach man accused of raping a woman while she was sleeping in her bed. According to the arrest report, Stephen Negron, 50, stayed the night at the victim's home because he'd been drinking beer with her and her boyfriend all day and they didn't want him to drive home. The victim told detectives she was sleeping in bed when she woke up to Negron performing oral sex on her. Is it rape if it's oral sex? It's just a fucking tongue flicking her clit. She thought it was her boyfriend until he asked if he was hurting her, at which time she realized it was Negron. Her boyfriend never bothers to ask if he's hurting her. He's kind of a dick. She realized it was Negron and told him to leave. I like that she didn't scream, she didn't try to wake up her boyfriend, she's just like, excuse me, could you leave? Detective said Negron told them that the victim went to bed while he continued to drink beer with her boyfriend until he passed out, but he denied having sex with her. Sounds to me like a sleep raping. It's real, and it could happen to you. Negron, that's why I don't let anyone in my house, even for a second. What happens if they're really tired or suffer from low-grade narcolepsy or something? They just fall on the floor sleeping, then what? Then you got someone in your house who might quite possibly rape you. It's happened before. It'll happen again. My tender asshole can't take any more of it. I don't even let the mailman come into my front yard to drop off the mail. I run outside. No. Up, 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 up. You leave it on the sidewalk. Keep walking, mister. 1 in 3 postal workers are convicted rapists. It's true. It's a fact. Look it up. All right. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I'm high. That is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alright, I'm checking in with my freaky diggies here.
Yeah, dude. I just, like, called back a little bit while I was, and people were, like, yelling and shit. So I figured I should probably get off the phone because people were yelling and shit.
Okay.
Regardless, of course I'm going to compliment your show.
Oh, thank you.
And, shit. I just remember Derwin Awards because it's very important because you've said so much shit. But I just wanted to compliment your show. And I know you've given away, like, an Xbox 360. It's just a little ridiculous because I know you have a Wii or something, but you should fucking keep that shit or somehow try to get a hold of a 360 because it's fun times.
No, listen, I have a 360 now, and I have another one that I'm going to be giving away. So that's just for my sideshow members, though, and I'm going to do that after I give away the iPod. Right now, the iPod is up for grabs. Anyone can participate in this very simple contest. You just have to help promote Distorted View. Come up with a way to market and get as many people to Distorted View's website and listening to the show. Right now, I have to say Lazy Boy is definitely the front runner. He got like 60,000 views for his cartoon, and a lot of those people have been checking out Distorted View. So thank you very much, Lazy Boy, for that. If you can come up with something that tops Lazy Boy's idea, then the iPod could be yours.
And I would like to somehow talk when I'm sober and I can gather my thoughts a little better.
Yeah, you're
right,
a little drinky right now.
The shit out of my message because people ruined it.
Yeah.
Regardless,
usually I would be playing a train wreck sound effect and cut you off. However, you complimented me, so I want to see where you're going with this.
You're awesome, and keep doing what it is that you do. And please, I know this will not change, but please stop saying Shigu. It bothers me so much, but whatever. I don't even care. You're probably going to do a really, really loud Shigu after this, but it bothers me. But whatever, you're awesome. You yourself, you are awesome. So
thank you. Well,
take care, dude.
All right. Thank you very much. Someone drunk dialing Distorted View today.
Hey, Tim. Boss Nigger here. Your black underage listener from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I'm just calling to tell you that I'm now your black underage sideshow listener from Pennsylvania.
Well, I can't condone. Did you manage to swing that? Did you get your parents' permission?
I just wanted to address all your freeloading white fucks. Free side. You know who you are.
We got an underage black man paying for the sideshow. Yeah, there's really no excuse for you privileged white people.
Just wanted to tell them
freeloaders.
That we did it with the White House, and we can do it again with the sideshow. Watch out, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
We finally got a piece of that pie.
All right.
Hey, Jadu, Tim.
Jagu.
Garrett in California. I just want to tell you that I've been having a few, you know, you're a freak one moments over the past few weeks at school.
All right.
So recently I've been uploading all of your podcasts onto my brand new Zune, and showing them off to my friends at school.
Oh, very good.
Because, you know, they're funny. And I want to share them.
Thank you.
But quite often, I'll be playing your podcast, and they'll just freak out and run away.
What?
I'm laughing, but they're fleeing in terror at your podcast. Such as when that one chick had her womb cut open by her dad and her brother.
Yeah,
I started
right.
cracking up, but my friend just ran the fuck away.
Stupid.
So,
you need to get some new friends.
What's up, Tim? Long-term listener from Arizona.
Oh, really? A long-term here. Listener. Okay, great.
Just had a question. I must be a real fucktard because I probably missed it. But, number one, I would like to get a bumper sticker. So, how do I put your show on MySpace? I must have missed that somewhere. Trying to figure it out. So, if you could just let me know. Thank
yes.
you.
Well, there's a link, I think. I don't know. Maybe the new website, there's not a link. That would be funny. Telling people to add the Poo Poo Player to our website, and then there's no link to it. If you click on... Oh, shit. I don't think there is a link anymore. What the fuck? Oh, yeah. If you go to... I don't even know how to navigate my own stupid website. Yes, if you go to distortedview.com, near the bottom of the page, there's a little section under important links that says promote. You click on that link, and then you can add the DV player to your page, blog, MySpace, and there's a code you can copy and paste into your MySpace profile. There. Stupid. Continue on here. A couple more.
Hey, Tim. I'm just having a... Happy Jagoo year. But here's the only issue I'm having right now.
Yeah.
I'm watching the Golden Globes on Sunday, and I'm having a When I Know You're a Freak moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I just watched Heath Ledger, they're doing the announcement for, you know, best supportive actor in a movie, and they showed all the other actors in the movie. And I thought to myself at that moment, why don't they just show a sight of Heath Ledger's gravesite?
That would be
or
funny.
Or when they said Heath Ledger for Batman.
like
I don't
a picture
know.
Of his decomposing body.
That's correct or not, but I know I think I'm a freak, but thanks a lot for...
That would be kind of funny. All right, a couple more voicemails here.
Holy shit. Tim.
Yes.
I need the YouTube account of the chick who was talking about the best sexual experience she's ever had. I will fuck with that like it's the end of the world.
What the hell day did I play that on? Was it a Sideshow exclusive show? I don't know. I'll have to find the link for you. All right, a couple more here.
Tim Cox, Coxington Henson.
Yes.
Jagoo.
Jagoo.
This is your Sideshow subscriber, Nigger 2, yeah. And I just had to tell you something.
All right, thank you very much. This voicemail section has been an abortion, hasn't it? And finally today...
How many times do I have to tell you?
There's always money in the banana stand. How did I know you were going to say that? A little Arrested Development quote. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our FHL website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an oh-God.
And I don't care how fucking bad that pussy tastes. I don't care if it tastes like a dead cat's asshole.
All right. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. We will be back tomorrow for the Big Tuesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Moved out of the house, so you moved next door. I locked you out. You cut a hole in the wall. I found you sleeping next to me. I thought I was alone. You're driving me crazy. When are you coming home?
Why don't you give me some head?
Okay.
Suck it. Look around the edge.